This is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey, where wonder, excitement, and discovery are just around the corner. Are you ready? Come on, let's go for another Adventure in Odyssey.
This is Wits End. It's an okay place. You want another soda?
No.
Okay.
Hey, Jay.
Hi, Jay.
Priscilla. Barrett. Hey, you really like music, don't you? You play what is that, cribbage?
Clarinet.
Yeah. I got just the thing. Don't move. I'll be back. Hey, Barrett, hold up. Seriously, don't move.
I'm not moving.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Hey, Barrett, Priscilla, I need your help.
Our help with what?
See that girl over at the table? She's my cousin Cindy. She's staying with us while her mom is on a business trip or something. Anyway, I need you guys to go over and tell her you want to show her around and stuff.
You're kidding.
It's her last day here.
And you're only showing her around now?
Well, I stalled as long as I could, but my mom said I had to take her around today.
Then take her around.
I have been, but, well, we haven't really gotten along since I put those crickets in her sleeping bag. Some people don't know how to let go of a grudge.
When did you do that? When you were little kids?
Day before yesterday.
I have things to do.
Oh, come on. She's into music like you are, so I thought you could, make her feel welcome. You could compare notes. Musical ones, I mean.
Sorry, Jay. I can't help. My mom's waiting for me.
And I'm walking her home,
so... No. Hold it. Listen. Okay, Barrett, you owe me $1, right? If you do me this favor, and we'll call it even...
Actually, you borrowed that dollar from me.
Oh, yeah.
You're trying to bribe us to meet your cousin?
No. I'm just thinking of her. She doesn't know anybody here. I hate for her to be so lonely. I mean, just look at her.
Like we said,
she does look kind of sad, Barrett. Maybe you ought to show her around.
Yeah, that's right. Listen to her, Barrett.
Think of how tortured she'd be spending the whole day with Jay.
Exactly. Think how bad that would... What do you mean?
I'll talk to you later, Barrett. Bye.
Bye. Jay.
This is great. Come on, I'll introduce you.
Jay, you don't have to drag me. This better not be a trick.
A trick? Nah, believe me. I'm only thinking of one person here. You can trust me on that.
You kids need anything? Cindy, would you like a refill?
No, thank you.
I'm fine too, Mr. Whitaker.
Well, all right then. Give me a call if you want anything.
Oh, have you seen Jay?
Oh, you mean since he left?
He left?
He left?
Well, a little while ago. Didn't you know?
No, he said he was going to use your payphone to make a call.
I don't have a payphone.
Oh, thanks anyway.
Sorry.
Well, that's awkward.
Yeah, that's typical for Jay. Look, Barrett, I don't need you to babysit me.
I'm not babysitting you. I came over because...
Jay asked you to.
He said you were interested in music.
We covered that topic already.
I asked you what instrument you play, and you said the clarinet. That's not really covering it.
Okay, what more was I supposed to say?
I don't know. You could... tell me what composers you like, or why you like the clarinet, or ask me what instrument I play.
Yeah, I guess I could.
Are you normally so difficult in conversation?
Difficult?
I've never known anyone like you. Your lips aren't saying anything, and your eyes are saying, "Read my lips."
That's funny. I've never heard anyone describe me that way before.
Am I wrong?
Okay, I'll try a little harder. Okay, what instrument do you play?
Trombone.
Isn't that a hard instrument to play? Trying to match notes to different places on the slide? Ugh.
You get used to it. I like improvising with some jazzy licks, which is really cool with a trombone.
Oh, I love jazz.
You do? Me too. I have an idea. Would you like to go to the school musical this afternoon? I know most of the kids in the band.
Sure. I'd love to.
Great.
Hey there, Barrett. I see you gave Cindy the slipperoo, too. Not that I blame you. She's as boring as watching paint, get painted.
Actually, I don't think she is. And for your information, I'm waiting here for her. We're getting a bit to eat at Hal's Diner, and then we're watching the musical.
Yeah, right.
We are. She's really nice. And funny, by the way.
My cousin? Funny? She couldn't tell a joke to get out of a wet paper bag.
What?
Wait a minute. I get it. You're just trying to change the subject, aren't you?
Change what subject?
I got you, didn't I?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Right, like the little birdie doesn't know what I'm talking about. Tweet, tweet. Fess up, Barrett. I was just trying to get away from her for a while. But by sticking her with you, I got you, didn't I?
You're crazy. Besides, she's gonna be here any minute, and I don't want you to say anything that'll hurt her feelings.
Wait a minute. This is one of those reverse what-do-you-call-it, isn't it?
What?
Like the spies use, where you try to make me think I didn't get you when you know I got you so that you can get me while I'm worried I might not have gotten you.
Look, there's Cindy. See you. Hey, Cindy!
You... Well, one thing's for sure. I don't get it.
This is a nice place. What's it called?
Hal's Diner. I like the old-style booths. Priscilla loves this place, too.
Priscilla?
My friend. Here, this is her favorite booth. It has a clear view of the pie case.
This is great. Hi there. Welcome to Hal's Diner. Oh, and they have mini jukeboxes, too.
One for each table.
That is so cool. What kind of music do they have?
All kinds of oldies. Look.
They even have Buddy Smalley songs.
You know Buddy Smalley? I thought I was the only kid in Odyssey who was that knowledgeable and geeky at the same time.
You're not geeky. Oh, they've got kid menus and crayons.
Yeah, the regular menus are there by the napkin holder.
No, I like these. I like to color them.
You do?
Yeah, it's kind of kiddish, but my dad used to always color these with me when we went to a restaurant, and it reminds me of him.
Where is he?
He died when I was little.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, me too. You must think I'm weird. Coloring is, you know, it's silly.
Hey, I'll join you. It's kiddie menus all around. I've always had a secret passion for coloring.
Really?
Oh, yeah, of course. I'm a little quirky about it. I grab my cousin's coloring books and color all the monkeys purple. Don't ask me why.
I have a secret coloring book that I take out every once in a while, just for fun.
So, what are we eating? Toasted cheese or pancakes with whipped cream smiley faces?
Oh, look, they have mac and cheese.
Oh, I love their mac and cheese. It's so good.
Hey, Priscilla. Just the person I was looking for.
Hi, Jay. What's up?
Aw, nothing. I just like seeing you. There you are.
Okay.
You seen Barrett around?
No. I just got back from the mall with my mom.
Yeah, well, I haven't seen him lately either. Not since he hit it off with my cousin.
What are you talking about?
He must still be showing Cindy around. They've been together all day.
Isn't that what you asked him to do?
Well, yeah, though I didn't expect him to enjoy it so much. I guess he saw a side of Cindy that I couldn't see. To be honest, I thought she was shy and boring, but he told me he thought she was funny.
Funny?
And really nice.
He said that?
Mm-hmm. Those were his exact words, really and nice, and the italics on the really were his.
Hmm.
Maybe it's because she's my cousin. I just don't see her in that way.
What do you mean? That way.
You know, cute.
Cute? Where did you say they went?
I didn't. Oh, wait. Now I remember. I think Barrett said they were going to go to the school musical together. Duh. Sorry I bothered you, Priscilla.
They went to the musical? He told me he wasn't that interested.
Well, maybe he changed his mind since it was just the two of them going.
Mm.
I'm sure if you went to the school, you could get in. I mean, three wouldn't be a crowd or anything.
No. I'll see him tomorrow morning.
What? Tomorrow morning?
I need to drop off some music.
Yeah, what time?
I don't know. 9 o'clock. Why?
No reason.
See you around.
Arrivederci. Yeah. Yeah, that's right, Barrett. You think you got me thinking I didn't get you? But now I've got you. Good. Just wait and see. Wait and see.
And that's when I realized that it's really easy to act smart.
Really?
Yeah, I just think of all the stupid things I normally say, and I don't say them.
Well, here we are. Thanks again for everything, Barrett. This has been the best day I've had in a long time.
Hey, guys!
Oh, hi, Jay.
Why were you lurking over there, Jay?
Lurking? Why would I do that?
I don't know, to be annoying?
Haha, annoying, that's funny. Look, I didn't mean to spoil your special day together.
I better be getting home, Cindy.
Bye. Thank you, Barrett.
Yeah, thanks, Barrett. Oh, I almost forgot. Here.
What's this?
It's that dollar I promised you.
Oh, well, yeah, thanks. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Well, I'm glad you guys got along so well. That was money well spent.
What?
Nothing. Are you going to see Barrett again?
I don't know that I'll have time. Your parents are supposed to take me home right after lunch tomorrow.
Hey, you know what you ought to do? You ought to make Barrett some muffins and take them over to his house in the morning.
Why would I do that?
As a thank you! And your muffins are really good. He'll be grateful.
You said my muffins taste like chalk dust.
Oh, that was just me being funny. You could take him a special thank you breakfast at, say, around 9 o'clock. I'll even help you carry everything over.
Muffins aren't very heavy.
That's why I'm offering.
Okay. Thanks, Jay. That's a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a very good idea. Ow. Owie.
Priscilla, hi.
Hi. Here's your music.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Do you want to come in?
No, thanks. I'm sure you must be tired.
Tired?
From your busy day yesterday.
My busy day?
I heard you had a nice time with Jay's cousin Cindy.
Oh, yeah. It was lots of fun. We went to the school musical. You know, Cindy's really nice. I think you'd like her.
Look, do you want to go see a movie later on? My mom said she'd drive us.
I can't. Cindy's leaving around lunchtime, and I thought I'd go see her off.
Really?
As a little surprise, why don't you come with me?
I wouldn't want to intrude.
You wouldn't be intruding.
Oh, yes. I think I would be.
It's up to you.
Hey, guys. Look who's here.
Hi.
Oh, great.
Hey, what are you guys doing here?
We brought muffins.
Yeah, nothing like breakfast to start the day off with a bang.
I better be going.
No, wait. I want you to meet Cindy. Cindy, this is Priscilla.
Hi.
Hello.
It's too bad you couldn't have gone to the musical yesterday, Priscilla. It was a lot of fun.
Uh-huh. That's what you said. Even though you told me you weren't even interested in it.
I did? I don't remember saying that.
You were pretty clear about it.
Did he use italics when he said it?
Well, we had a great time anyway. And Barrett was so funny.
No, you were the one with the jokes, remember? Cindy's really smart, too. She knows more about music than I'll ever know.
Well, good. I'm glad you two are impressed with each other. CJ, you didn't have to bribe Barrett after all.
What?
I have to go. Oh, and Barrett, about later, I'm going to be busy. In fact, I think I'll be busy all week.
Priscilla, wait! I don't know what's gotten into her.
I'm a little confused about the part where she said Jay bribed you. Jay? Did you pay Barrett to spend time with me?
Ugh, that would be ridiculous. I owed him the money. Right, Barrett? I owed you the money.
Okay, I understand.
Money? No. It was just a dollar.
Is that all it takes? Because I would think that putting up with someone like me would be worth at least, $5? I gotta go.
No, wait. You've got it all wrong.
Goodbye, Barrett.
Cindy.
That was awkward.
What happened? What did I say?
Well, you know how girls are. Muffin?
And now everyone's angry with you.
Yes, Mr. Whitaker. I don't get it. Priscilla stormed off and Cindy was really hurt.
Well, maybe it's not as bad as it seems. Have you talked to the girl since?
No. I tried to call Priscilla, but she wasn't home. So I thought I'd check here.
Well, I haven't seen either girl.
Oh, brother.
Sounds like you got a few crossed wires in your communication. Well, that shouldn't be too hard to fix.
But how did they get crossed? Priscilla encouraged me to be nice and spend time with Cindy. So I did, and we enjoyed ourselves. What a mistake.
Enjoying yourself was a mistake?
No, spending time with Cindy. I shouldn't have bothered.
Oh, now wait a minute. Taking the time to make a stranger feel welcome is a good thing. I'm proud that you did it.
Really?
Sure. It was thoughtful and considerate. You demonstrated the kind of godly traits that the Bible encourages us to show.
Godly traits?
Well, you were empathetic to Cindy. You extended a hand of friendship and hospitality. You sacrificed your time to spend it with her. Well, those are all good things. But like most good things, they aren't easy to do, and they can be subject to misinterpretation. And that can sometimes draw out a few bad feelings.
Draw them out?
Well, you did the right thing, but as a result, Priscilla feels jealous. She thinks your friendship with Cindy will affect your relationship with her.
That's crazy.
And you have Cindy believing that you wouldn't want to spend time with her unless you got paid to do it. At the core of things, both girls are dealing with some heartfelt insecurities that were drawn out by your good deed.
I didn't mean to make them feel that way.
No, you didn't. But it happens that way sometimes, which makes it all the more important to keep doing the right thing. Don't let this misunderstanding hold you back.
What am I supposed to do? How do I keep on doing the right thing when both girls are mad at me?
Well, you couldn't reach Priscilla. How about Cindy? Do you know where she is?
At Jay's, probably. Getting ready to leave.
Then you still have time.
Yeah. Thanks, Mr. Whitaker.
Let me know how it turns out.
Oh, hi, Cindy. I didn't see you over there.
Hi, Barrett.
Where's Jay?
He's upstairs in his room practicing air guitar. That's why I came out here.
I guess you're packed and ready to go, huh?
Yep.
Cindy, Jay didn't pay me to spend time with you. He owed me that dollar and picked a funny time to pay me back.
Okay.
But Jay did ask me to meet you, and I'm glad I did.
Yeah, me too. I'm sorry I got so upset.
No, it's okay. Here, I have something for you. Sort of a thank you for yesterday.
You didn't have to give me anything. What is it?
Barrett?
Priscilla? What are you doing here?
I got a call from Jay telling me to come right over. Now I see why.
Wait. Jay called you? Now I'm beginning to understand who's crossing the wires around here.
What?
I'm glad you're here, Priscilla. Come on up.
I don't think so.
Listen, Priscilla, for just a minute, will you?
Okay.
Maybe I should go inside.
No. I want both of you to hear this. And you too, Jay. I know you don't want to miss this.
Hey, how did you know I was there?
Because you're predictable. Now listen. I'm sorry if I upset you, Priscilla. I didn't mean to do anything to make you mad. You're important to me.
Important? Woohoo!
Okay.
He means it, Priscilla. He won't tell you this, but I will. Yesterday, he was a complete gentleman, and he told me so much about you that I felt like I knew you, that we had become friends, too.
He did? You did? Yeah.
Okay. If I had known this was going to become a love fest, I would have stayed out of it.
I have to go. But before I do, can we please start over? It's really good to meet you, Priscilla.
Thanks. It was nice to meet you, too.
And, Barrett didn't ask me to say this, but I think he's a really nice guy, and I don't think he'd do anything to hurt your feelings.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Oh, man, gross. You have to cut this out.
For once, I agree with you, Jay. We can all stop talking now.
That's smart.
Great. So now everybody is hunky-dory, except for one thing. We don't know what's in the bag that Barrett gave Cindy.
It's none of your business.
Yeah? Well, we'll see about that.
Hey!
Get back! Jay, if
I'm
you don't
warning
stop...
you.
Hey, what's this, a coloring book? You got a little kid's coloring book? What's this for?
Same as before. It's none of your business.
It's yours, Barrett?
What's wrong with coloring?
Oh, this is perfect. Little Barrett has a passion for baby books. Wait till everybody hears about this.
Go ahead, Jay. But then they'll also hear about your collection of Verminoid action figures, including the matching footy pajamas and bedspread.
You wouldn't.
Oh, yeah, and I might mention your Elvis jumpsuit collection.
No, please don't.
Yes.
So, beneath that shy, mousy exterior beats the heart of an extortionate criminal. Huh. I respect that. Wish I'd known it earlier. Could have had a good time this past week.
Yeah, probably not.
Okay, I'm done. Finito. Bored with this game. See ya, losers!
Thanks for the coloring book, Barrett.
Sorry if I embarrassed you.
No, it's sweet.
Wait, Barrett, you like to color?
Uh-huh.
So do I. How have I known you all this time and I didn't know that?
You never asked.
What else don't I know?
Tell you what, Priscilla, let's all become pen pals and we'll find out together.
That's a good idea.
And we'll write everything in crayon.
Good.
Corinthians 13:5 says that love is not rude. That can mean a lot of different things, but we saw in today's episode one way that verse works. A little extra effort to show politeness led to good things. For Barrett and Priscilla, it led to a new friend, one they may not have made if they had gone about their lives, or if they had been like Jay and...
Chris, you've got a phone call on line one.
What?
Some guy named Jay.
Jay? Okay. Hello, Jay?
Hiya, Chris. What you doing?
Jay, I'm a little busy right here. What can I do for you?
Yeah. I know where this is going. You're about to make me look like the bad guy again. And that, no matter how true, is rude. I refuse to be an objective lesson.
Object lesson.
Whatever. I'll take it from here. Okay, love's not rude. Yada, yada, yada. Got that message. Ugh. Adventures in Odyssey.
That's Odyssey.
Yeah. I knew that. Adventures in Odyssey. Whatever. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Blah, 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 blah. I'm becoming Jay. Yeah, you'll be hearing from my lawyer about that. Talk about rude, man. Was written and directed by Bob Hoos, with sound design by Jonathan Crow. Our cast included Andy Pessoa as Barrett, Whit Hertford as Jay. Love that guy. Abigail Ravosh as Cindy. Gatlin Green as Priscilla, and Andre Stoika as Whit. Okay, that's that. Do they, actually pay you for this stuff?
Thank you, Jay. That was, a really unique effort.
Really? You think I was good?
Huh. We suddenly lost him. Well, anyways, I'm Chris, and, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.